what's going when down, y'all. Thanks, Mary. It's a download here on 720 WGN, and that music means it's time for the worst. 312-981-7200. Already a ton of texts coming in, calls as well. 312-981-7200. This is a segment we do every Tuesday night where we complain about the worst things in society for prizes. Tonight, helping us along, Judge Robin Scott. Robin, good to see you.
Good to see
Thanks
you, Justin.
For being here.
Good to be seen.
Long time improviser, actress, speaker. Mm-hmm. You're also a speaker.
I speak. I'm doing it now. I'm really good at speaking.
We are 1 week off. Last week you were on Chicago Fire.
I was. I was the cranky landlady, irritated about having to let some paramedics into one of my units. But thank goodness for me or Phil, the epileptic, would have passed on. Turns out he had gangrene in his tongue, and he made it.
So. He made it. So, congrats. Well, that's great.
Yeah, I feel really good about it.
That's
Thank
great.
You.
That's
yeah.
great. Mm-hmm. Robin.
Pivotal. It'll, I'm sure
Robin has, it's funny because I was joking a little bit earlier. Elizabeth Gomez, a stand-up, was going to join us as well. She bailed, which is fine because I said, her promos, like where she's playing on Thursday and Friday, she doesn't get to do it. So I'm going to double up. That's what I said. Robin gets to double up, but you don't have any shows coming up. You're going to be in New York.
I'm going to be in Brooklyn, a big innovation festival, speaking. I speak.
Because you speak, right?
Well, and when I go to New York, I speak.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, there are some cities where I don't speak. Not true. Right. Maybe Jacksonville, Florida. I don't have much to say there.
You don't have much to say.
No. But yeah, that's what
so,
I do.
So, okay, so if in the hour that we're doing this, you have carte blanche. If you want to think deep into your schedule about things coming up, you can promote it.
Okay.
You could take Elizabeth's time, so that's good.
Oh, you got it.
All right, 312-981-7200. Let's start tonight's worst like we do every Tuesday night with Pete Zimmerman. Pete, kick it off.
You know what's the worst?
What's the worst, Pete?
Slow elevators.
Yeah, the worst, yeah.
Waiting for them, going down them. Why are they different? Why are some... Why do some come quickly? Why do you have to...
The miracles, I mean, it's just the mysteries of life.
There's a three-floor one on the gym, where I go to the gym, and you sit there for like 45 minutes waiting.
It's usually... I've found that the elevators that are the slowest are the ones that are just two or three floors. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just there's too much, like, maybe it's, they can't get speed going.
Yeah, there's no momentum.
Well, that's
it
the
could also be... Around. Maybe it's a gift for you. Slow down. Take some time.
Contemplate.
Meditate.
That's right.
I mean, I know it's only three floors. Find the stairs.
Still,
I get it, but, you know.
Yeah, it also could be motor. It's at the gym, so they could be like, hey, take the hint. the stairs.
I'll tell you what's up there with that is an escalator that's not working, but there's no stairs around, and so you have to walk up the escalator like it's stairs. That's upsetting.
It happens all the time at Nordstrom over here.
Because
the third, because it'll be, if you go to the food court at Nordstrom on Michigan Avenue, we'll do that. I'll do that right before the show. There's three different escalators to get up to the fifth floor, and the last one is always not working. You're like, killing me.
That is what I experienced last week. It's still with me. I feel it in my lower back.
And a place that we both frequent often, that in Old Town, that still has to work on their escalator situation.
Get it together.
Get it together. All right.
Worst.
All right, Robin, what do you got for the worst?
Okay, here's one for you, my friend. I call it the shuffle foot syndrome. Pick up your feet. Especially when you have a flip-flop situation involved.
Shuffle, yeah.
And it's not even an age group. It's just people who...
So other people around you shuffling. Not you, necessarily.
Not
somebody
me.
Else.
No,
right.
No. I pick up my feet. Heel toe, heel toe.
What is the worst about it? That they're too slow or the sound?
It is the sound.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's the sound for me.
Right.
And also there is, like, you could speed it up unless there's an ailment, but see, there isn't. That's why I've studied this. It's just a shuffle.
If there's an ailment, you let that. That doesn't get into this category.
I'm not going to judge you for that because you're out doing your best.
But the shuffle, like you're just, it's just too much to walk. Pick up your feet.
Pick up.
I ran into that problem this happened on Michigan Avenue where I had in the wintertime, it was one of the snowy days.
Mm-hmm.
I had gone with for Christmas, I got a thick boot, right?
One thick boot.
It was two, it was a pair.
Oh, okay, good.
But the thick boot, it was a little heavier than I was used to.
All right.
And so I started walking, but then the shuffle happened because it was just too much work to lift your feet up.
Now that's different.
Right.
When weather is involved, I'm talking about it's a decent day.
Right.
And you're in again. I think it might be a flip flop thing. But then I've experienced this with other people. It's just a
shuffle. What happened to me is I hit like a crack in the sidewalk, and I did not have enough like energy. I don't know what it was, but my feet. I just fell.
Fell
on Michigan Avenue, and my computer bag went everywhere, and papers went everywhere.
Sir.
Like right at rush hour, where the cars are like, really, you're the worst.
Yeah.
Did you just fall down?
Forward fall, like stumble, stumble, try to catch yourself, and then forward,
twice, stumble, down.
It's
and then be like, on a green where they're like, seriously? Like, I'm with them. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm the worst. I am the worst.
I'm the worst. And I got a thick boot. What'd you call it?
A thick boot. It was a heavy boot. Yeah. A heavy, thick boot.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
312-981-7200. 773 says the worst is walking barefoot, stepping on your kids' Legos. That's an obvious one. That's a Hall of Fame the worst.
Yeah, it is.
Right? Everyone knows that one.
And keeping with a foot.
That's right.
We got a theme. And keep it coming. We don't need to get into the funky feet. But yeah, stepping on something unexpectedly.
Yeah.
Shocking to the system. It's the worst.
That is the worst. The worst is getting... 847. The worst is getting locked in a soundproof refrigerator with a max security prisoner, and the guard walked off his post to let me out. I quit that night. That's
the beginning of a Wes Anderson film. the best worst.
All that's missing is like the ukulele or the music. Ding 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 ding.
Yes.
Ding.
Yeah. Like, cheerful, and right. I'm terrified.
Cheerful, terrified, mm-hmm. Right. Robin Scott's in studio tonight. We're playing the worst. 312-981-7200. We got a lot of texts and calls to get to, and we're going to do it coming up right after the break. Stay with us.
It's going down,
we're playing the worst. 312-981-7200. Robin Scott in studio, improviser, actress, speaker, coach.
Mm-hmm.
You also coach.
Yeah, I speak and I coach. People who just need help loosening up a bit.
I just think you just leave it at coach. You could be anything. It could be sports.
Oh,
it could
come
be...
come in with a whistle, a clipboard. Yeah.
Because right away, the imagination of the listener is running wild. They're like, is she a volleyball coach?
Sure.
Maybe she's hardcore. Maybe she's football.
She could be.
She could be, like, debate team coach. There's a lot of coaches.
You don't know.
You don't
know. We'll just keep it vague. The mystery.
All right, let's get to some of these texts. All right. 312-981-7200. But first, let's go to Jasmine. Jasmine, how are you? Good to talk to you. Thanks for calling in. What's the worst, Jasmine?
My math teacher is a Sox fan. Like, he's a hardcore Sox fan. He was rooting for the Indians in the World Series.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty bad.
And I couldn't say anything after the Cubs won because report cards were about to come out.
Oh, smart.
So I waited until after I got my grades, and then I rubbed it in his face.
Oh. Smarty had a party, and you showed up.
Yeah,
that's smart
a good
move.
One. That's good. Can I get my, have you posted the grades yet, sir? Uh-huh. There they are. Gotcha!
You're wrong.
That's great, Jasmine. Thank you.
And can you guys tell Patty that whenever she's ready, I'm ready for softball.
All right. I'll let her know. We'll let her know. We'll see her tonight. All right. Thanks, Jasmine.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, ready for softball. There you go.
Coach,
right? Mm-hmm. There you go. All right. Let's see. Here we go. The worst, this is 331. The worst is when a guy I've known for years texts me daily about how he'd love to see me again, but he never asks me out.
So he's just making statements.
I'd love to see you sometime.
So he...
Okay, let's get coffee. I would love to see you sometime.
Oh, okay, great. Well, then why don't you come over?
Well, I'd love to see... It just,
oh, yeah.
I would love to see you sometime.
I hear that. I hear that you would... And this is the time.
I would love to see you... Sometime. It's just like I'm trying to... there's a lot of tone in text, so you got to read it all certain ways.
Yeah.
I would love to see you sometime. See, there's a lot...
Or it could be like, oh, I would love to see you sometime.
Right. It's a lot that could happen, right? So just helping you out there, then.
Right. You don't know. Boy, that would... After a while, that would... That's the worst.
That is the worst. 847, the worst is kites.
Just period. Upsetting.
A lot of effort, not that much fun.
Oh. What? Calling it like a call a thing a thing.
That's a front runner. That's a front runner.
Kites.
I agree. I remember there was like kite day. They do it at Montrose Beach.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, this would be fun. My son was like 4 or 5. And yeah, it took me about maybe 3 minutes Like after parking and everything, I'm like, all right, what is this? This is not.
That's a wrap.
This is not for me.
Well, what kind of kite was it? Was it your traditional?
I think it was pretty traditional, although it might have been yuppie. I'm not going to lie to you.
What's a yuppie kite?
I mean, it just was whatever is a cool kite that you paid too much money for.
Like all the different levels? You know, there's the kind that look like old airplane.
There's that, and then there's the one that's like just a regular kind of
sure.
whatever shape, geometrical shape that mm-hmm. is, kite shaped. And then there's the one that's like a caterpillar mm-hmm. or some weird kind of like, you know, Disney toy that you put up.
It is a lot of effort.
But I feel mine was just the yuppie one from Target that they're like, this is what kite, this is what dads get.
Be
this
a good dad.
This is dad kite. That's what I did.
And there's the metaphor, a lot of effort, not so much fun. Not true. I'm not a dad, but I bet it is fun.
It wasn't that fun.
Oh.
It really was, because it's like, okay.
Because once it's up there.
Yeah, and he didn't care. Like, after, it's just like, all right, well, this be steady. Be calm. Be steady. This is going to be great.
Oh.
Maybe.
Life lesson.
Yeah.
I think it's okay if there's a kid involved, but, you know, there's always the weird adult person that's too into kites
yeah.
that you'll always see right. out there, like, yeah. really, like, getting into it. Same with, like, the model airplanes, too. There's a special faction.
At least
with
the model airplane, you made it, maybe. Or you're actually controlling it. The idea of a kite, I don't know. It's just the wind.
I feel like those other two, like people are proving something. There's a lot of proving,
lot
not just
proving.
What I can do, but their worth. Find another way to do it.
All right, let's keep going here. The worst is when you, oh man, that's a bad one, 847. The worst is when you drive over a possum and you hear the pop from its body cavity exploding.
I'm out.
That's a tough one.
That one is going to haunt my dreams, so that's why it's the worst.
Is the possum going to be okay, Uncle Justin?
No, it popped.
Oh.
It made...
Pop! I hate... I not that the possum... This possum deserved its untimely death.
Oh.
And I'm not sure they're dead. I haven't seen the... I don't know.
It
the toxology. It popped, but that could have been...
All right.
But I had a possum who guarded the garbage in my first apartment in Roscoe Village, mm-hmm. and it made our lives as seven slacker dudes from Columbia extremely difficult, because then it just became, no one wanted to deal with it, and no one wanted to go the extra mile to actually take the garbage. So you just had strewn from the back door to the garbage, just garbage bags, because everyone just, you could tell where the person, what their threshold was, where they gave up.
We had a possum that lived... under a stairwell, and so we would have to walk out our apartment, go out to do our laundry. And I thought, we also had, there was a cat, a neighborhood cat. We called him Wookie. He was a big cat. I thought it was a cat.
Oh, man.
Went to pet it, and it was not. It was the possum. Those eyes. That...
Did it bite you?
No. I might have bit myself. It was so terrifying. It was, and I had a basket of laundry. Laundry went everywhere. It was like bad.
That is
terrifying.
Screwball. That's the
worst. Comedy.
Yeah.
With the worst. But I don't like the sound of a popping animal.
708 says the worst is going to a gathering at your wife's coworker's house, and then they have to you have to take your shoes off at the door. They have that policy.
Mm-hmm.
5 minutes later, stepping in a small puddle of dog dishwater in the kitchen and having to go through the rest of the gathering with an annoying, partially wet sock.
That's the worst.
That's the worst.
I would say, let me put my shoe back on.
Do you have another shoe? Do you possibly have another sock? One sock I could borrow?
I'd like to borrow a dry sock. You're going to ask me to take off my foot apparel.
Yeah.
And I'm going to step in something.
Yeah, I think that you can question the policy at that point.
Maybe they could give you, like, there could be indoor flip-flops.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you have a no-shoe policy mm-hmm. in the house, then you should have a basket of random footwear.
Oh, I like that.
Right?
Because I understand it. This is that we live in a dirty world.
Not unlike those gym, like if you ever go to like a jump zone.
Sure.
They give you the socks and you jump up and down and trampoline mm-hmm. and you get to keep those when you're just the same concept.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah, you just go to the Walgreens. Don't even go to don't go to the premier places and get socks. Just
no,
go to the Walgreens, go get a couple of tube socks, put them out there.
We're asking you to take off your shoes. You just want some tube socks.
Yeah. If you need the tube socks, I have tube socks.
Well, we're solving problems here on the worst. The best.
All right, you got another one, Robin?
I do. This is kind of a hot button. It's a hot button.
Hot button.
There's a new filler word that has taken our world by storm, and it is the word right. Right?
Right.
People use that right.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong, like we just used it.
Mm-hmm.
But when people get to talking for a while, it's become the new like. It's the new filler. So as people are talking right, they just keep going and they say right. And so what it does, look at what's happening to you. You start nodding your head. It is this unconscious. It is in the ether now. Yeah. I hear it, especially if I'm working like in a business culture. I'm hearing people right. And so we're going to do this right. And we're going to get on board. We're going to rally the troops right. And so this is something we need to think about right. It is. It's pervasive. It does.
It is the worst. Being a talk show host, and I'll listen back sometimes day after, mm-hmm. and I'm like, I don't even know what I'm saying. Like, I just did. Like, Pete pointed out to me not too long ago. He's like, you know, it was a good interview, but you said sort of 48 times. And I was like, wow, that's a lot of times to say sort of. And I'm like, and someone tonight, even one of the texters was like, said something to the effect mm-hmm. of, you know, all your guests start with so. And you do it too. And I'm like, so tell me about, you know, that kind of thing. So it's like these weird, like, verbal tics. And when you're a talk show host and that's all you hear, the voice, it's hard. You got to focus and concentrate not to go, like, what? And I'm trying to think about what's fascinating. Let me ask you about, that's another one. Let me ask you. No, just ask.
There we go. But when, see, as a speaker, I can say when you do a lot of talk, you're a talker and I'm a speaker. It's easy to get into these ruts. I want to share with the gentleman who gave you the unsolicited feedback. Didn't ask for it, by the way. I'm not asking you to share insights, but I like that you can take it.
I could take it.
That word, though, is unlike the other ones. There's sort of, there's like, there's all of these. The right gets people who are listening to nod their head. And even if you're not agreeing with what they're saying, you're being like, mm-hmm, yeah. And so that's just something that I think.
So if you have anything sexist, racist, homophobic to say, just throw right in there a lot.
And people will start nodding their head and then you go, see? Oh, no, it's not agreement. But it is learned. It is a habit. I have found myself using it.
I do it, yeah.
I do. So it's the worst.
Right? 312-981-7200 is the phone number tonight. We got a lot of texts. Oh, we got great stuff here. 312-981-7200. We'll take a break. We'll get an update from Rob. And we'll do the second half of the worst. Coming up here. Stay with us.
It's going down, y'all. Come the worst, my peoples come first. You know when worst come the worst, when worst come the worst, my peoples.
All right. 312-981-7200. We're playing the worst tonight. Robin Scott in studio. Improviser, actress, speaker, coach.
Yeah, I speak when I coach. I may be coaching you right now. You don't even know it.
Well, you are. You are coaching us. You're not only a coach, you're a motivator.
Oh, I am. That's, you know.
You motivated us.
I'm a motivational coacher.
You're a coacher.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
312-981-7200. All right. Let's continue the second half of the downloads. The worst. We've got prizes to give away. Let's get right to some of these texts. All right. There's a... I'm trying to figure this one out. 847, getting something in your eye while driving on the Kennedy. Hmm. Also at a stoplight and there's a bee in your car and it won't fly out. Yeah. Yikes. I'm sure the car behind me was like, WTF.
Well, we know what that means.
Right. Well, that's it.
What if you have a bee allergy?
Yeah, you have to be very
scary.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
773, the worst is when you come home from work at 9:30 at night and your child has overflown the toilet for the fifth time in 2 weeks. And your husband tells you that you have OCD and laughs it off while you're cleaning it up.
You know what? So many issues in this one I want to unpack.
There's a lot.
So many.
That's a front runner right there.
It really is. And that's some audacity. Just because someone is upset about a plumbing issue to say that they have obsessive compulsive disorder, that requires treatment.
You're taking that literally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would love to hear the husband side.
Oh, okay.
Only in the way that I would like to see how overflowed this toilet is. I know. I sound like a jerk right away, but no. I'm like, maybe it's not an overflowed toilet, and that's why you're... Because if it were an overflowed toilet and there was cleanup on the ground, and you said, why are you so worried about that? I'd be worried about that.
Sure. Right? I also want to know what's going on with the kid. Yeah. Is there an issue that needs to be resolved there?
What's he putting down there? I think that's what it is. He's flushing his...
I thought you meant, like, what is he eating? Like, what's he putting down there? I immediately go to digestive issues. No, maybe he's flushing something.
Yeah, he's putting his Toy Story, his
That's what it's called now.
What do you call the Toy Story guy with that? There's a snake in my boot. What was that guy's name? Woody.
That's the new, I think that could be the new term for going to the bathroom.
There's a snake in my boot? There's a snake in my boot. Do you need to use a potty?
I just Toy Storied the toilet. That's a tongue twister.
It is. Toy Storied the toilet. All right. Let's keep going here.
Okay.
All right. So keep going. What do you got? You got one? I know you came prepared, so I always feel bad when you come in and you're like, I got all these, and then I'm like, we got to one.
No, because I'll call you tomorrow and let you know about this. I got a couple. Those videos that pop up, hey, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
I know how to peel a banana, and I know how to tie my shoes. No, you're doing it wrong. You can save time tying your shoes. It takes me 2 seconds to tie my shoes.
You didn't revolutionize the world that we opened the banana from the wrong side. We still get at it.
There's that. And you know what? I mean, that's irritating. It's not the worst. Now, here's one that does not apply to you. All right. So as a woman of a certain age, I get my hair colored. Mm-hmm. So when I go and I get my roots done, when they grow out, there's root touch up. It looks kind of like eyeshadow that you put on your roots. Okay. So I'll put that on as my touch up. And then I'll scratch my head like I'm doing right now.
Oh, and then you get it on your fingers?
And then it looks like I have truly dirty, like disgusting fingernails. And I won't think about it. And I'll go meet someone in a professional contest and it looks like I have poo on my hands. You know what? That's the worst.
That's the worst. That right there, that deserves a pizza.
Really?
You can't get it. You're ineligible.
Look, I got so excited.
But you got excited. But that deserves a pizza. If I got that in text version, I'd be like, and it ended with, and it looks like I have poo on my fingers. I'd be like, all right, that's worth it.
And it's not.
You can go see the Charlie Daniels Band.
Okay.
All right.
Go listen to it.
All right, here we go. The worst being a diehard Blackhawks fan living in Nashville. That's true.
Okay.
You don't have to sell me on the hate for the Nashville Predators. Mm. The worst, 619 says, is clowns. Yeah.
What about them?
That's it.
Oh, clowns, period.
Period, yeah.
Oh, so we're talking about some kind of a phobia, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
312, the worst fine print. They always get you on the fine print.
They get you. Someone got. Somebody got stuck with something they didn't want to get stuck with.
The worst is when you're driving behind someone going slow, then right before you get to the stoplight, the light turns yellow, they speed up, they stick you at the red.
Oh.
Drives are crazy.
Well, that's irritating.
Mm-hmm. 708, the worst is when you're in the cafeteria line and you have to decide whether or not to take the last bowl of lemon custard.
Mm.
Wow, that's specific.
That is. That's a big decision.
Is that like a... Would that be like at your work? Would that be a high school cafeteria? What are you talking about, cafeteria with lemon custard? Like, you're talking old country buffet? They have others back there.
I immediately thought of, like, Luby's.
What is Luby's?
Oh, no, that's a Texas thing.
I'm listening.
Okay, yeah.
What is Luby's?
Luby's is a cafeteria chain down in Texas.
So like old country buffet.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Like a Piccadilly? Is that also?
No, that's not a thing.
Take care, Ruben.
Luby's is my favorite. Mm-hmm. I think that...
Luby's.
It's a cafeteria, so it's like a buffet restaurant.
It is, absolutely. And so I can identify with this. Like, if this is the last one, do you do it?
Really? But don't you feel like they'll restock it?
Well, yeah, but I guess it depends on the time. There's so many factors here. We need the rest of the setup.
Luby's.
It's tasty.
262, the worst, wearing your new man romper to the gym and getting laughed at.
Well, you know what? You deserve it.
Topical.
That is the worst. Also, men have it so easy already with dress. You put on pants and a shirt. You want to make it easier and dress like a baby? you deserves your right, whatever happens to you.
You want to dress like a baby. That's your call.
Mm-hmm.
847, the worst is when your pop tab breaks off while you're trying to open your drink.
Oh, they're texting from 1986.
Because you would hear that the pullback one.
That stayed with somebody for 30 years.
Yeah, right.
It stayed with them.
They're like, finally a segment. a segment I can get this off my chest. The worst, 312 says, the worst is when my father used to tell me, now this is going to hurt me more than it'll hurt you. Wrong. That was my first introduction to fake news and alternative facts at the age of 8.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hmm. Keeping it current.
708, the worst is being in a hospital room with a person who has dementia. Yeah.
Oh, now that's
Yeah, my grandma has dementia. That is sad.
It is. And it's sad, and it's the worst in the most literal way.
The worst can get literal. There's no doubt there'll be one that's like kites, toilets, dementia.
Clowns, yeah.
Yeah, it goes that way.
I like that. You know what?
It keeps it real, right?
It does keep it real, and I like that you don't edit it out.
Yeah.
Good for you.
All right.
You acknowledge it all.
708, the worst is when your potato chip bag gets stuck in the vending machine, and then you try to buy another bag to break it loose, and then that bag gets stuck.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a classic. That's like an episode of Wings. You know, I don't know what to say.
Has anybody said when vending machines don't take credit cards?
Yeah, that is so much more of a 2017. When I show up, there's the Trib cafeteria has one of those where I'm like, what?
Have a single on you?
Yeah.
Or whatever?
Yeah. What? There's no, that doesn't even work. And you're like, so I got to have, what are coins? what are those things? I mean, those things that sometimes they give me, I think that are for rides. Like what's a nickel?
What is this? We're going to Chuck E. Cheese. Oh, I won a token.
A deem?
Yeah.
I don't understand what the deem is. A deem and a nickel. Thank you.
A medallion. I've won a medal. Tiny medals and trinkets.
I've won this commemorative thing for old presidents.
Yeah. It's some kind of something.
Yeah, it denotes something. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 847, the worst is being a server who has to inform their guest that their card has been declined.
That's rough.
Yeah.
I've been that server, and people do get real mad.
Yeah. I've been on the other end of that.
You've been, sir.
Sir, your card. Well, I know. Can you put... They're going to say this one's declined. That's what Sandy's joke. Sandy's got this great line where she goes, okay, put 100 on this one.
Okay.
And go ahead and put 100 on this one.
Yeah.
And they're going to say this one's declined,
but
it's not.
You need to give them a call. I bet you could squeeze $35 on it, though. They're going to say it is.
They're going to say this one's declined, but it's not. Okay. The worst are honkers, and I don't mean that anatomically.
Oh,
I mean people who do heavy honking on the street.
Okay.
Thanks for that clarification, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
I agree. And there are times where I find myself really identifying with that is in really tight quarters in rush hour in the loop. I'll be on Monroe, and there'll be a lot of people going straight, right, left, lower whacker, upper. It is a thing.
It is a thing.
And there's always one cab driver. It's like, I'm going to honk because this isn't going fast enough for me. And it ricochets
and so then
off
everybody...
of all the buildings and the pedestrians, everything. You get your window open. It's just like, and they don't go anywhere. So that's the moment where you're like, dude, like, I'm like, there is no reason for that. Like, I have conversations with them through the window.
And do they talk back or
no,
do they just
most
honk?
Most of the time they're like,
they're just still honking.
Yeah, they're still honking. It just that drives me crazy.
Well, and then it impacts our environment. I feel like the tension is already pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
That's a crazy maker. I thought it was you're at the second it turns green and someone honks. Like, you should be going already.
Yeah, that's bad too. That's no.
Just a lot of honking.
The worst is putting together a 2,000-piece puzzle to realize you're missing one.
Oh.
That seems fake. Doesn't it? I love that. I get the concept in that, but it seems so like a traditional worst because everyone's like, that's going to happen. Like, that's a fear realized. Anytime anyone gets into doing a puzzle, that's the fear.
That
there'll be one missing.
Final piece.
Right.
And it's gone.
So it's, yes, it's technically the worst, but
also a lot to celebrate that you made it that far.
Yeah, right.
Guess what? I'm not doing that.
It would take 5 seconds to go, that's okay. I know where that piece was going to go. Mm-hmm. More than half the battle of a puzzle is where does the piece go?
But for this person, it was the worst.
It was. Yeah.
So they have a good life. It's a good measure.
608 says the worst is that cold water when you first turn on the shower. You haven't adjusted to that yet?
I was going to say, I appreciate it wakes me up because I'm a half passed away person.
I reach in, turn it on, and then I know it's going to be cold. Like, I've adjusted. I've evolved as a human being. I've turned it, and I know that if I wait 15, 20 seconds, then it'll start to warm up.
Maybe they're in a hotel.
Yeah, but are there any situations where you, like, stand in front of the, like, the spigot, and you're like, all right, here we go.
Turn it on.
Go. And it's hot, right? That's just not a thing. That's not a thing.
I didn't. Oh, so you think maybe they were cooking this one up?
No, maybe not, but I guess it is the worst, but you just evolve around the worst. That's one that you've figured out shortcuts.
Then you reach your hand in.
You reach your hand and turn it on, go do something
then
else.
Then you get in there.
Right.
Maybe they had been tricked. Then it got cold. They went, okay. And by the time they walked around the shower curtain, heat gone.
That's possible. That's all possible.
And well, so many things are.
630, the worst is when you're wearing a really nice suit and it starts raining while you're walking back to your house.
Oh, yeah. You got to bring a little tiny umbrella.
Or napkins. Oh. Just to put over your head. Kind of like a classic.
You got a Muttley laugh out of me on that one. Keeping it real classy.
All right. 312-981-7200. We're having too much fun. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We're going to judge the top three winners tonight for two pizzas and a concert. We good? Stay with us. All right. Playing the worst. Robin Scott in studio. Got some stuff. We got a lot.
Yeah,
right, I got
just
5 minutes, so let's just rapid fire through. Let's start with Mac. Mac, what's the worst, buddy?
Yes.
What do you got?
It's the dead of winter. I was tending bar. Closed up. Snowing. Went out, started my car to let it warm up. Mm-hmm. And as I shut the door, I heard the lock click.
Man, come on. What happens in that situation? Does the car just die after a while, or do you get a locksmith in time?
Well, there was two patrons left in the bar, and I one of them was a mechanic and claimed he had a Slim Jim. So he went home and got the Slim Jim, and we spent close to an hour. He was determined to get it open, and he got it.
Oh
my God.
And your car?
It's snowing like crazy, but I did not want to call a locksmith. And,
I
didn't want to call the
cops. I just always wondered.
It was Sunday night, 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Right. What are you going to do?
Your car was so warm when you got in, though.
Oh, yeah.
It had been heating up for an hour.
The gas was trickling out, too.
Ooh, hot box.
All right, thanks, Mac. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
That's a good one. Yeah. All right, let's get to some of these. All right, the worst is when your muffler falls off on the highway and hits the car behind you.
Oh, that's unsafe.
That's not good, right.
That's the worst.
262, the worst is when the local weatherman has to give the temperature at area beaches and it's 58 degrees. Ugh. Okay. The worst is when your 2-year-old comes to your bed at 3 a.m. with a poopy diaper.
Oh, yeah. Wearing it or just here's this.
I would like to offer you this.
You have an offering.
312, the worst Teenage Mutant Ninja pimples. Big pimples.
That's
the idea.
Like a crater, like a cystic acne situation.
Right. 312 says the worst, a White House that disputes a story which was never reported.
Oh,
that happens.
Yeah.
You know what's the worst? When you get a patent number 11119 and someone is the exact same one. All right, that's a frying pan bit from earlier. I missed that. 312, the worst is when people don't respect universally accepted escalator etiquette and crowd you on the step behind you. It's every other step, people. Back it up.
Yeah, don't get right by my bottom.
I can smell what you had for lunch, and I'm not a fan. That's a 312.
You can smell what someone had for lunch that fast? It's passing through. That's...
773 says, working for the state of Illinois and still not knowing if no budget means you're losing your job. That's terrible.
That is the worst.
That's the worst. 847, the worst is people who drive around with their bass thumping to the point where your car is vibrating. I think that's the best.
I was going to say...
That person's having a fun time.
They're in a good mood, and I can feel your beat.
773.
In a safe way.
The worst is when you're trying to tell your coworker the correct way to do something and they ignore you and then they proceed to mess everything up.
Oh, well, maybe that's a passive aggressive life lesson for you then. Maybe if no one's asking to be corrected, don't correct.
Oh, the worst is when you meet someone and they know you, but they can't remember, but you can't remember them. Do I know him? Do I hate him? Do I care?
Oh. Whoa, that is good. That goes beyond just forgetting someone's name.
Yeah. Do I know him? In this order. Do I know him? Do I hate him? Do I care?
Do I care that I hate him? I'm going to give him a D right there. Like, there's your fourth option. And do I care that
wow.
I hate him?
Oh, wow. The worst is when I'm looking forward to a nice hot bubble bath, run the water, set out the nice fluffy tiles, light a candle, and dip into cold water.
Oh,
the pilot light on my water heater was out. Now, that makes more sense.
It does. I do want to say, though, haven't you... Wouldn't
put your hand in there.
Yeah.
The worst, 630, two words, hemorrhoids. That's a one word, but I get it.
Okay.
I get the bit.
Upsetting.
815, the worst is being catcalled by roofers working on the house 2 doors down from mine over a 3-day period. Okay. First, I was like, heck yeah, as I flew to, out the door late trying to get my kid to preschool looking like a homeless person.
Oh.
But after a while, I just felt like they were mocking me, whistling at me, my yoga pants, and husband's shoes. Seriously, oh. I get it.
Wait, wow. You're... Oh, that's a... I have a,
that's a good
a
one.
Very
that's
a very specific one. Image in my mind.
Right.
Wearing your husband's shoes with your yoga pants. Maybe those aren't catcalls.
Right. All right. We got to wrap it there. Okay. Anyone that I missed, and I know there's still about 15, 20 of them, and I'm sorry, guys, we ran out of time, so bring them next week. A pair of tickets to the Grand Victory Casino Summer Concert Series on July 1st with Gretchen Wilson, the Charlie Daniels Band, and Gunner and the Grizzly Boys. See the full series lineup and get tickets at gvctickets.com. And, of course, a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one or more of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations. Or order online at loumalnatis.com. All right, the three winners. We ready, Robin?
I am.
All right, the third place tonight is going to get a pizza. Is going to be the worst is when you come home from work at 9:30 and your child has overflown the toilet for the fifth time in 2 weeks and your husband tells you that you got OCD and laughs at you as you're cleaning it up. Have a pizza. Do not let him have any.
That's right, on your way to your first therapy session.
All right, number two. Is going to be 331. You're also going to get a pizza. The worst is when a guy I've known for years texts me daily about how much he'd love to see me again, but he never asks me out.
What I'm hearing is that you want to see me.
Well, I would love to see you. And then first place tonight is going to get the tickets to the concert. 708. You know what's the worst? Kites. Yay!
So much effort. Not so fun.
So good. Robin Scott, great to have you here. Thanks so much for playing tonight. You were great.
Thanks, Justin. I'll keep speaking.